Good morning. Bit wet, isn't it? Just a tad. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your scripture this morning, we pray for the outpouring of your Spirit, that we will discern and learn the lessons that you would have us to learn this day. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. In verse 11 and 12 is where we're going to look at this morning, and they go as follows. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. In verse 11 it said, blessed are ye when men shall what? Revile you and persecute you. When people revile you, when you are persecuted, when they say evil things against you, for my sake. You know, would you like to be in that situation? To be reviled, persecuted, put down? Do any of us really think it would be a fun place to be? Be in that situation. And yet we are told when this happens for Jesus' sake that we are to take it in our stride and know that Jesus is looking down on what we are going through. Consider the following. Luke chapter 6. Come with me there. Luke chapter 6. Luke 6 and 22, it says virtually the same thing. Blessed are ye, this is Jesus speaking, when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Slight enlargement on that. But it's still saying that blessed are ye. 1 Peter chapter 2, come with me there. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 19. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endureth grief, suffering wrongfully. Thankworthy. Then 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 14. But and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror. Neither be troubled. What we get in these verses are people who are going through times of trouble, and what is their attitude? Have their eye upon God. Have their eye upon the Lord. They are not afraid to stand up for what they believe in. They are people who will not be bought and sold. We need that sort of person today, don't we? People who are glad to stand up for their faith. And how we need to be like that ourselves. That we are faithful, that we can be faithful to the Word of God as it is given to us. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. In verse 14 it says, but if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of the glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. God's with you. God's with you. And I guess for each of us the question could be, but how would I stand? How could I take? How would I represent God? Could I be faithful to him? If I was to be looked on upon as a reproach? It can be hard to face, you know. None of us like to be the odd person out. None of us like to be looked down upon. We all like to be loved and accepted. It's nature. And yet, as we looked at this last verse, there is an added promise that is given. The promise of the Holy Spirit will rest upon you. You are not on your own as you face the trials of life. We need to know that sometimes, don't we? We are not alone. God is with you. But you know, it doesn't take away the fact it's hard to take. Trials are hard to go by. Trials are a hard thing to endure. I'm reminded of the thoughts in the little book, Thoughts on the Mount of Blessing, on page 32. I've got this beautiful sentence. Christ is acquainted with all that is misunderstood and misrepresented by men. His children can afford to wait in calm patience and trust, no matter how much maligned and despised, for nothing in secret that shall not be made manifest, and those who honour God shall be honoured by him in the presence of men and angels. God sees. He knows. He knows. But you know, with the trying of our faith, and I want you to take it out of James chapter 1. Trying of our faith, it brings something that I guess we all need to get a little bit of at times. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Are you patient? Have you arrived at the point where you're really patient? Until you stub your toe? How many of us struggle with patience? And yet we are told that with the growing of our faith in God, we will have a greater amount of patience. And yet, how we need to work on it every day. So how are you going with it? Growing in patience? Have you grown in your love for the things around you, the people that you meet from day to day? We all need to do that. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. 3 and 4. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Patience, experience, and hope. What a thought. As we develop patience, we are developing experience. And from experience there comes hope. And I guess how often we need a good dose of both in our lives. And yet as we see what is happening here, we find ourselves developing closer and closer to Jesus, into his likeness. What we have is building blocks for the soul, patience, endurance, experience, hope, a closer relationship with our Maker. And you know, when you think about it, growing in Christ is a building block experience for us all. Because we all grow at him at a different speed, at different rates. No one's the same. We've all got our own individual journey. We've all got our own individual trials. And Christ knows where we're at. And the devil knows how we can get at us each one in different ways. But the challenge for us each one is, hey, hang on to him. Hang on to Jesus. And yeah, that's what God wants. Just a closer walk with you. A closer walk with me. To walk with us day by day that we can come closer together. Where does this leave us? Matthew chapter 5. Come with me back there. As we develop and come closer to Jesus. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Then we come to verse 12. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Rejoice. Be glad. Great is your reward in heaven. Hey, is that really so? Really, that kind of a reward? Psalms chapter 5. Come with me there. Let's look at the following. Psalms chapter 5. Psalms chapter 5. Verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm 33 and verse 21. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. That's beautiful, that, isn't it? As we hope in Jesus, as we held on to him. Psalm 63 and verse 7. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. That's a beautiful promise. You see, how we all need to rejoice in the Lord. In Jesus we can rejoice. In him we are safe day by day. We know it. We believe it. Good news. Good news was all to take in and to rejoice over. Are you happy in him today? But then there's the reward. How we all like to be rewarded. For it says, in Matthew 5, verse 12, it says, great and be exceeding glad, for great is your what? Reward in heaven. What's the reward? is there a final reward for the faithful? 2 Peter chapter 3. Come with me there. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. Looking for and hastening unto the day of the Lord, day of God, wherein the heavens on fire, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. What a wonderful thought. There is a better day ahead, a perfect world. God will be there. There'll be no more harm. Jesus will be there. We can be there. You know, I'm reminded, you know, when you're young, you go to parties, right? When you're old, you go to funerals. I've had 12 this year so far. And last night I was talking to my mum. I heard of another person who died this week in Warburton. Would you remember Joe and Kathy Kearns? Joe and Kathy Kearns, African people. Joe died. Joe passed away. Suffered with cancer. Only 72, somewhere there. But yeah, in the last month, we had about 4 people die that I know. 4 or 5 people die. We're living in an age when, hey, we're still living in the land of the enemy. Death is still around us. But we have a wonderful, blessed hope that there is something better ahead. Titus chapter 2, come with me there. Titus. Titus chapter 2. Verses 13 and 14 says, looking for that blessed hope. The blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous for good works. What a day. Appreciating, in particularly in that second verse, appreciating, hey, Jesus gave everything that we can be a part of it. Gave his life. He died on the cross. He it was who took our place. He it is who rose again. And through him we have got hope. It's a wonderful hope. And the future begins when we choose to believe on him and allow him to lead us day by day. And the greatest desire of Jesus is to take us home, to be with him, to enjoy the things that he has got ready for those who are faithful. You know, as we take in the list of people who are mentioned in the Beatitudes of Matthew 5, we find in there a rather interesting, a rather special group of people. We find those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn. There are those who are the meek. We see those who hunger and thirst. There are the merciful. There are the pure in heart, the peacemakers. Then we have those who are persecuted. As we look at the list above, is there any in that list you can relate to? Would there be any in that list that you can look at and say, hey, I am a part of that group? Maybe. But when we come back to Matthew 5, let's go back to verse 12 again. Matthew 5, verse 12. Matthew 5. In verse 12 it says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Again, I ask the question, but hey, how great is that reward? Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. In verse 30. "And there shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." And verse 31. "And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." You know, as I visualize that scene, it tells me that no one will be left behind who are faithful. No one. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Come with me there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Picking up verse 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." In verse 52. "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Like that. We shall be changed. "The things that take us to the grave, if by God's grace we shall be raised to everlasting life, and the things that took us to the grave shall stay there." They shall stay there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. "For the Lord himself," verse 16, "for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Verse 18 says, "Comfort one another with these words." Encourage. Are you looking forward to that day? "Great will be the reward of us all. Great will be the joy when we see that wonderful city that is ready for us to live in. Great will be the love that we shall experience there. Great will be the love of God for us all. And if we are faithful, and we too shall experience all that God has prepared for those who are faithful." Revelation 22. Revelation 22. Revelation 22. Beginning with verse 12, 13 and 14. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city." What a moment. What a moment it will be for us all to walk through the gate of that city. And for us each one today, may we each know what that moment is like. By God's grace. Our dear kind Heavenly Father, may we each know the joy of that experience. It's our prayer today, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.